Amazing.
That is amazing.
Amazing.
Amazing. Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing.
Subscribe now.
Welcome to The Fallen State. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. I have a very interesting guest today. Mamma Mia, hola, si senor, He is a pornography actor, filmmaker, and stand-up comedian. His name is Ron German. Ron, thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
It's amazing. I've seen
nice
you
studio.
All over.
It's very nice. Wow.
Thank you. I've seen you all over TV and everything. I never imagined you'd be here one day.
Well, I appreciate that thought.
You've been in the porn film industry for a long time, right?
How did you? 41 years.
Really?
For about 3,000 to 4,000 scenes. And, well, I have another funny world record.
What?
Most music videos.
Really?
56.
How old were you when you got into the
25.
Porn industry? 25.
1978.
And so how did that happen? You walking down the road and somebody said, hey, Roy, you want
to... No, back then, Playgirl magazine was a magazine for women to look at, like Playboy for men.
Right.
So I was doing theater. I was a teacher, a licensed teacher. I even have a master's degree. I wanted to be an actor, so I quit the teaching, came to California. You know, and I just auditioned, and I got plays, got into Equity, and then I, you know, got into some film and TV.
Amazing.
I got to get some regular work, but the job market was horrible.
Oh.
You know, everybody wants to be an actor, you know, so it was very difficult to get a break. So, I'd, you know, do the same thing everyone else was doing, work up on the Catskills as a waiter. Although I did catch a piece of Woodstock. That's kind of nice.
Yeah.
I was 16 and I was working up in the Catskills and I actually got to see the festival for like 20 minutes and I had to go serve lunch.
Amazing.
You know, missed the, after the theater, then went back to New York, you know, made some money. Went to Queens College and then went back and forth, Catskills, New York, and that was it. So
when you decided to become a porn star,
oh, I'm sorry, that was my last choice. It was so hard to get work that when I was approached to do Playgirl magazine, I did it, and then from Playgirl, then I started doing some nude and then some adult.
How did they find you?
From the magazine.
Oh, okay.
It was October issue, John Ritter on the cover. And it was a Playgirl. It was a very popular magazine for women to read, and men and gay men were reading it.
Amazing.
So people saw me in that, and they called me on the phone and said, why don't you do an adult movie? I said, this takes me, it's kind of sleazy. And I realized, well, I'm kind of sleazy. Why not? So I did it, and it was actually not so bad.
Back then,
it was only film. No video, no DVD, no internet, no virtual reality. It was just film, 16mm, 35mm. So you're seeing like a real film, which has sex in it. It was more like a movie than it is today when it's kind of like, here's a cup of coffee, eat me, and there's your dialogue, you know?
Right. And did you have to audition for the very first scene? Like when
That's a rumor. You get paid the minute you work. You know, if a guy wants to get work, the best thing he could do is bring a girl with him.
Oh.
And they go to an agent or a producer or a director, and they'll meet him. He'll see their bodies, what they look like. But no one's going to say, well, let me see you have sex so I could decide. No, they'll just look at you and go, all right, come Wednesday, 4 o'clock, you know, we're going to give you a scene and let's see how you do. Hopefully you'll do good. If the guy does not do very good, his career could end.
So they look at you first to make sure you have everything that they're looking for, like looks and body.
But the more important thing is being able to perform and keep an erection. That's the hardest thing. That's the main thing.
Amazing.
Because back before they invented Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, or whatever, you know, you had to use your own hand and a good imagination.
You know?
I always like to say when I do my comedy show that, I was so horny and I used to masturbate so much as a kid that when I had sex with a girl, I felt like I was cheating on my hand. Yeah. I made him laugh,
That's
ladies
amazing.
And gentlemen.
Amazing.
Didn't take that much. He laughed. Okay.
That is amazing.
Yeah,
and
I was larger than average. That helped too. They have it. So
are you white?
Yeah, full white. Jewish boy, full Jew.
You're Jew.
Mom and dad both. Yeah.
Because normally
grandparents
white.
All full Jew.
Yeah.
They did surveys, which is interesting. They did a lot of surveys, and for some bizarre reason, a lot of the men in porn were Jewish. Jamie Gillis, Mark Stevens, Randy West, Herschel Savage, me. I can go on and on.
Why is that?
And the women almost never are.
Why are the men so into it?
And so women are not. You see very few porn stars that are Jewish. The men, I don't know. I mean, they like to perform. I guess they like to be actors, you know. Yeah, they did a lot of interesting surveys on that, and it was hard to find.
And so were you disowned by the Jewish people as you start getting it?
There's a double standard in society. It's not good, but it exists, where the father will tell his son, go get him, make your dad proud. He's like a junior version of me. Look at that. The girls love him. Then they tell the girl, don't you dare.
Right.
Don't you let these guys chase you. Like, you know, it's a whole different ballgame, you know.
So were you considered...
With girls... What was that?
Were you considered to be a slap maker?
They never use that term. You know, they use it, you know... I like it. But,
so are you a slap maker?
A performer. Or a performer. A performer.
So would you call yourself a slap maker?
Sure.
You like
it? No, because that means I'm making... No, I can't use that term because the girls who come to the business, they do it on their own. They answer ads in the paper, and they come in, and they get a lot more work, and they get paid a lot more money.
Right.
And those ads in the paper are the slut makers, because the girls see the ad. Hey, today 6 o'clock, they're going to see an agent who wants to get, you know, girls want to get in the biz.
So the girls make more money than the guys?
A good deal more.
Really?
Yeah.
That's discrimination, right?
No, it's in a lot of businesses and strippers. They get the male dancers also, but the women make the best money.
Are the women considered sluts?
The boyfriend will probably punch you. I mean, it's they call the shots. The girls in porn call the shots.
Oh, they do?
They choose the scenes they want to do. They'll even choose the actors sometimes.
Oh.
They'll say, I'd rather, you know, work with someone differently, you know?
How did you, being 25, when your parents found, did your parents find out that you, both father and mother found out that you were doing that kind of work?
Oh, yeah.
Pornography, and
it started to get popular. It started to be on news and ads. They would have me be like a representative. If something took place that was newsworthy, they would give me the phone call.
And why is that?
Because I was getting better known as a porn actor.
Oh.
And also I was a school teacher once. And so I would be.
What did you teach? What did you teach us?
Mentally challenged.
Oh, okay.
I did it so many years ago. They didn't use the word autism. They called it childhood schizophrenia.
Yeah. What did your parents say when they saw you? Your father and mother say when they saw you in a pornographic movie.
It was kind of almost like I was saying earlier. Like, the father's like, my son, you know. Is a
and your mother say, no, don't do this?
It's a little bit different. Well, not that much, because my parents are pretty liberal. So they understood, but, you know, but there's a double standard everywhere. People watching this show right now would go, yeah, Ron's right. There's a bit of a double standard.
Yeah.
And we didn't create it. We don't like it, but it exists. You know, like,
yeah.
Remember I said how the guy tells his son, go get him, son.
Right.
And they tell the girl, don't you dare. Don't right. you dare. Get the gun. They're, you know, it's a whole different attitude.
Yeah.
And that causes the double standard, which, you know, makes it difficult.
And so being a young man and being popular and doing it and people start to know who you are, what
right.
did that feel like being a young man when you walk out into the streets?
It was
and,
great. It was
and
a microcosm.
People like, hey, Ron.
It was a macrocosm of life itself. You know, it was the same thing as the majors go through, with just a lot less money. Like, we'd get the same autograph signings and special treatments and limousines and get flown around the world. Mm. We got that too, but on a much smaller scale. You know, we're not making $20 million like Jim Carrey or Tom Cruise, but we'll make thousands, you know? So it's like, we're doing good, we're having fun, but it's not in the anything like the big boys, you know?
I noticed that they give out awards too for slut making and sluts.
I want to see it happen. And the winner.
Right.
But today's category are the slut makers right over here. You know. What? Hi, I'm a slut maker. Next. You know, that's great.
So what were the awards you for, though? How do they determine
best
who did the
best? They try to emulate the Academy Awards. In Europe, they do the thing called the Hot Dior. They do it in Italy, all over the world. Where they try to make it like the real deal. You know,
but
like
how do they
supporting
decide?
Actors, supporting actress. I make a joke in my act that, you know, the girl, and this is true. The girl that wins for Best New Starlet, that's the coveted title. They all cry. And they try to hold back, but they're on stage. Like, I want to thank, you know, and it's funny because, you know, it just strikes me as the one who should be crying is the girl who wins for Best Group Anal. I would like to thank, oh, son of a bitch. Oh, gosh. You know, couldn't shit for a week, you know.
Amazing.
Friends like that who needs enemas. I want to thank those four black guys for pummeling my behind. Thank you. This is for you guys. And it's just actually kind of like that. And it's funny. It's fun. Everyone has a great time. They have those kind of awards.
How did you become a comedian?
I did that when I was in the Catskills, like, you know, a little Jewish boy. I watched the Henny Youngmans, Sal Richards, Mousy Lawrence, Jack Eagle, Jack Mason. I saw all these guys performing while I was a waiter. I said, I want to try that, but I could do that.
Yeah.
So after years and years of being the waiter, busboy, maitre d', captain, I tried being in front of the cameras and being a performer, and it worked.
It worked.
And then I stopped for quite a while. And then Dante, so he has Golden Artists, he revived me. He brought me back into doing stand-up comedy.
Amazing.
And I've actually I opened up once for Gabriel Iglesias, you know, Fluffy. I was on the stage with Rob Schneider, you know, just 2 weeks ago.
And were you
funny?
So I'm getting
some pretty good gigs.
You were funny?
I think I was almost hysterical.
Oh, yeah. How old are
you? I broke into the slut thing, though. Okay, and for Slut Maker, oh, I got back on that again.
Yeah. How old are you now?
If I answer that question, any girl in the audience is going to go, oh, forget it. I'll tell the truth. It's easy to remember because it's that TV show, En Route 66.
Right. You're young.
I really appreciate you saying that.
Yeah, that's
young. I feel great. And, you know, and I got through a aortic dissection.
Amazing.
Me and John Ritter, around the same time, had a horrendous thing where your aorta is, you know, is not doing its job.
Yeah.
So we went through serious surgery. He died. I survived it.
Right on.
Same surgery.
Yeah.
I felt
I'm glad you made it. So let me ask.
Thank you.
Once you became a...
If I wasn't here, who'd be doing the slut making?
I know. That's right. Once you became known as a pornography actor, when you would be walking down the road, will other women hit on you?
Once in a while. Sure. That happens. I mean, not a lot.
Yeah.
I'm more of a character actor, so I'm not saying, it's not like Brad Pitt, they're just going to swoon.
Right.
What I do get, and this happens a bit, and my friends who are here in this audience have seen it, what happens is a girl will say, can I see it? And that happens once in a while.
And would you show it?
Yeah, we make a deal. I say, well, you show the boobies, I'll show you the schmeckle.
Oh,
it sounds so cute when you call it schmeckle.
Will you ever marry?
No.
No kids or anything?
No.
So
what happens is we make the comparison. I'll tell the girl, you flash, I'll flash. So I'll take mine out. I'm kidding. Hung like a black man. So and then she flashes the boobies, you know, and then that's it. Now, it may lead to something. If I'm like in a chef's bathroom or if I'm in a place where it's private, then maybe she'll give a little fondle or maybe they say, okay, it's fun, and we leave. So it's up to the girl if she wants to stay and get a little playful. But that's usually, it starts that way. They want to see it.
Oh.
Dude, that happens a lot. I'm not lying. It does happen a lot.
Amazing.
It doesn't necessarily lead to sex, but they may want to see it.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you directed these films at times too, right?
The what?
You became a director of these films.
Yes, I did some directing as well.
And did you like that?
Yeah. I also helped direct one very popular music video, Sublime.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I did one of those. Then they put me in that song, Hornier Than Ron Jeremy. Yeah.
That's a real song?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Tommy Lee did a song, Methods of Mayhem. He goes bigger than Ron Jeremy. LL Cool J put me in a song.
Really?
Yeah, it's
how many films did you...
Pop culture. It's
nice
when they mention you, you know.
How many films did you direct?
An adult, probably a couple of hundred.
And
I acted in about 3,000.
Are you still doing that kind of work?
Yes.
You are. At your age, you're still making...
I wake up in the morning and I go like this. Please, please, please. All right, he's still there. All right. You know, as long as the guy is still up there and he can pop, I'll continue.
You take Viagra?
It's too much. No.
I
work with this company called sexpillguru.com because they rate the pills that work and the ones that don't work. That's the thing I like to plug because
you
they have a lot of success.
You happen to take those pills?
I've had my actors on sets take them. I've had my, and the actors said they were great.
Do you
take
them?
It's funny, one time, just as an experiment to show that it worked really well. It wasn't even during a scene, it was just to check it out, and it worked.
How long will you do this kind of work?
How long? 9¾ inches. Got him. Okay, I've been doing this for about...
How long will you continue? Will you do it the rest of your life?
I don't know. I mean, I imagine if I had a serious relationship. I know, I'd say, Ron, you're 66 already.
Do you wish at any time that you had done that earlier in life, gotten married,
had
kids?
It's hard to do that. Part of you does that. You say, like, whatever. You know, I see cute couples, and I'm the uncle to a lot of kids.
Right.
A lot of kids call me Uncle Ron, and I just love that.
Yeah.
You know, one of my, the father of the kids told the press, that, you know, like Ron had said to us, he'd rather spend, you know, a couple of hours with his kids than days and days at the top clubs, you know?
Yeah.
I really do enjoy hanging out with kids. They're fun.
Any regrets?
Frisbee catches, ball catches. Well.
Any regrets?
Sure. Not a lot, but yeah, I guess.
Give me one regret.
That's a tough one. Because it's just a little combination of stuff. I guess, okay, it might get a laugh, but it's, I probably should, it took up too much of people's attention. I was getting a lot of work in New York, and then they transferred me out to LA. I was getting a lot of work as an actor. And John Holmes was retiring, Harry was retiring. And Playgo magazine said the new guy of the 80s is Ron Jeremy. So I already was getting a lot of work. I didn't really have to kiss the penis in a movie, you know. I wouldn't say I regret this in a horrific way, but I'm able to do, Eddie Murphy did a routine about it. He mentioned my name. He goes, you know, Ron Jeremy can kiss his own penis. If I could do that, I'd never leave the house. He says, is he gay? Well, no, because it's his penis. But if you pop in your face, that's gay. So then Eddie Murphy goes, ho! That's how you got to do it, you know. So that might be the only thing I might regret, that there was no need to have to kiss the penis, because it became a long-standing joke.
That's amazing. Do you believe that human beings are in a fallen state? F-A-L-L-E-N. The name of the show is The Fallen State.
Do you believe why do you human have that name?
Because I'm trying to figure out if human beings are in a fallen state. Do you think that they are?
So that's an easy thing to answer. I mean, can you look at my family as an example? My brother went to Harvard, top of his class. He worked for some of the biggest companies in America. Me and my sister was more neutral. She went dancing to discos and Studio 54 when we were kids, and also got good grades. Me, similar to her. So you're saying fallen state. I mean, some people, you know, depends what you consider your goals to be.
What does it mean to you?
Achieve them or not. Like, are you saying a religious perspective?
Yeah.
Losing track of your identity, losing track of feelings, being too cold and too uncomfortable and...
Are you in a fallen state, or have you ever been in a fallen state?
I guess I have, when things just weren't working out, and I would look up and go, can I get a break here, please? Yeah. We all pray. He probably was a little bit pissed off, because we seem to only call upon him when we have a problem.
Yeah.
He's probably up there in heaven going, oh, you didn't call last week, you know? Like that Corleone story, when Marlon Brando goes, you don't call. Now you want a favor, you know?
Yeah.
So I imagine the Lord says that probably 100 billion times a day, you know? Oh, now you call, you know?
So I know you say you are a Jewish person, man. So do you believe in morality, right
yes.
and wrong?
Yeah. And everyone has their own, they make their own. I'll give you another great example. A lady's eating, this is life. This is a great piece of life. I'm watching this with my own two eyes. This lady, vagrant, was reaching into a garbage can and pulling out food from the middle. I wound up giving her a few bucks. I felt bad. She's pulling out food. And then the lady came after her, just took it off the top. She said, that lady is so disgusting. She reaches deep into the garbage can, right. pulls out this crap that's wet and disgusting. Me, just off the top. You know, just skim a little bit off the top. And that way it's okay. It's still dry, you right. know, and I could share it with the other vagrants here. And I realized myself, we draw our own lines, don't we?
Yeah.
To most people, eating Absolutely. Out of a garbage can is enough. But she goes to the top only, you know. That to me is a really good example of, we all draw a line. You say morality, I guarantee my morality is not going to be the same as somebody in Salt Lake City, Utah, probably.
So you would consider yourself a moral man?
Yes.
And where do you get your morality from?
The Lord above.
So you believe in God?
Yes.
And how do you think?
And I've seen things that happened when I wasn't. Also, I've been surrounded by them. In fact, Craig Rose said so. The head of the church, it's called the XXX Church, we debate on the road. He wants to put us out of business. And my job is to defend the porn business.
Right.
He's a pastor, Craig Gross. Sam Kennison, remember the comedian? He was a Pentecostal minister. Tammy Faye,
I remember her.
She's an evangelist.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the Craig Gross from the XXX Church, who flew, these guys, when I was ill, they flew across the country to keep me company. Great guys. And so, you know... So Craig has said to me, you've been surrounded by so many Christians for so long, between my debates, being on a TV show with Tammy Faye, you have got to have some of that influence. I said, I have. Of course I believe in God. I had things happen that would knock your socks off. But he said, but the whole Christ thing, Jews are 100% sure. we believe either way, he's a very special person, that's for sure.
Right.
A rabbi, you know, carpenter, you know. So but you whether we think he's God or not, the Jews aren't 100% sure on that. And I'm not 100% sure.
So you believe in Jesus, the Son, or God, the Father? Who you believe in?
I believe in the Jewish translation. I believe in
the God, not the Son.
God, right. That Jesus was a very special person, but not maybe not necessarily God.
See,
and again, you know, that's
how do you think
I wish I knew. So I made a joke once, and it was people literally liked it. I said, "You want to be really smart when you're on this earth, pray to Muhammad, Muslim, Mormon."
Don't pray to
Confucianism.
Muhammad.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Allah u Abba.
Okay, all right. So pray Moses. Pray to everybody, 20 people, right? You know, including a Hindu. You know, Confucianism.
Yeah.
All that. If you pray to these people, somebody you talk to will greet you in heaven. You think, well, the 20 people I was praying to, somebody's got to be here.
Yeah, right.
You know, so, or I used to always joke about that. If I went to heaven and there's Jesus, and I go, oh my God, it really was. Son of a bitch. I don't want to say, please let me go back down again.
I'm trying to do it over. How do you think God feel about what you've been doing for 40-something years, the porn business that you've been into? How do you think God see that?
Well, if you're going to believe in no premarital sex, no sex outside marriage, then he would find it sinful, of course. But so many people, including everybody in this room, probably without any, you know, everyone in this room, everybody, has probably been involved in premarital sex.
You think
or
so?
Sex outside marriage of some sort. I don't know your situation, but if I said with a show of hands, you'd say I was right. Because whenever I do this with Craig Gross, I do the big debate. I say, Craig, porn's not your problem, you know? Watch. With a show of hands, I got an audience of 5,000 people. With a show of hands, you know, who has never had sex outside marriage? And it's, you hear crickets. Because everybody has had sex outside marriage.
But how
so
do you
I'm
feel
a very
that
small
God
part of
see,
God's problem?
But how do you think he sees the? You've been doing it for 40 years, for money and different women and all that. How do you think God? And you say you believe in God. How do you think he feel about Ron doing that? What do you think? How do
it's
you think he
say.
Would see you doing that?
It's hard to say.
It's hard to say.
It's because I have again because my views are way liberal. I'd have a really hard time trying to convince somebody that it's okay, you know, to do that. Just like, but not just us, strippers, swing clubs, a lot of, you know, covet thy wife. I mean, in a swing club, it's couples that go there together and they meet other couples to get playful with.
Yeah.
It's consensual. They do it as a team. And they enhance. Sometimes sex therapists say it could enhance your romance because, you know, one of the hardest things to do, it seems, is to keep sex exciting after 10, 20 years. A lot of guys tell me this. It's difficult. So you do something, you know, outside the norm. Maybe you hug and kiss your neighbor's woman because it's agreed upon. And then maybe your marriage can last 10, 20 years more because you're being more open, more crazy. It's not your thing. And I wouldn't expect someone who has an evangelist attitude, I would not want to bring you guys to a party like that. But as far as I go, I have a hard time finding anything bad about it.
Have you ever had days when you didn't...
thrilled, but the Lord above might not be thrilled of my choices, but I don't... If you're a good person and you're doing things that no one's getting hurt, I think it's okay. But then again, the Christians will say, but it's hurting the family. So I know, I understand both sides because I debate.
Are you a good person?
Huh? I think so.
You think you're a good person?
Well, I work with PETA. I belong to PETA. I'm a spokesman. I work with animals. And I do certain things that you might find impressive.
So let me ask, you are a liberal Jew?
A what?
Liberal. Jew.
Most Jews are liberal, but yes, I am.
Rather, and why did you choose to become a liberal Jew rather than a conservative Jew?
I didn't really choose it. It's just people I vote for. You know, like when I go to the voting booths, I notice I'm voting like a liberal.
And what's the difference between a liberal Jew and a conservative one?
One watches Fox, one watches CNN. And take that to the bank.
Did you vote for the Great White Hope?
Who was that?
Who is the
James
Great
Earl Jones was on Broadway as the Great White Hope.
Not him.
The great actor. Huh?
President Trump. Did you vote for him?
Who?
President Trump.
Oh, Trump. No, I voted for Hillary.
What?
I met her.
Do you regret that now, then?
I met her husband, President Clinton.
Yeah. Oh.
It's hard. I mean, it's hard to say.
So you're
I know the evangelists back
you and
Donald
President
Trump.
Clinton have something in common there.
What, womanizer?
They did it under the desk.
Well, his was a cigar. I'm not sure exactly to what extent they really did anything, you know.
But are you disappointed?
Are you full vote, you're Donald Trump?
All the way. That's why I
call him. Most of California is not. But
that's why I call him the Great White Hope.
He was backed by the religious folks. He was backed by the evangelists.
Absolutely.
Who would expect that?
He's a good man.
Well, they must thought so. I mean, he ran all these casinos, which some find that to be a bit sinful. And then yet, and he messed with women, supposedly, you know.
When he was in a fallen state.
What?
He was in a fallen state. But when he came out of that, he stopped doing that.
That's the name of your show.
Yes. Right? Were there ever days when you didn't feel like going to work to have sex?
Yeah. It's actually kind of funny. I'm friends with a director named Adam Rifkin, who's directed a lot of big movies. And it was funny, we're on the phone talking. I'm going, oh, I have to go. Oh, crap, I got to work today. He's going, oh, Ron, you can really go fuck yourself. You really have it rough. You're pissed off because someone's going to give you a head today? Are you kidding me? What is it? Don't let the man get you down. Yeah, it's funny.
Amazing. How do you see women?
Well, I had great, great, great training. I've had amazing women in my life. Aunts, cousins, girlfriends. My mom was a spy during World War II. In some of my autobiography, she was in the OSS, which became the CIA in late, I think it was 1950s, or late 49, I think. And so she was a decoder, cryptographer, spoke many languages, tough, but a wonderful, warm woman. My sister worked with the DA's office, tough, but yet very warm and sweet. They had that duality of being tough cookies and at the same time, being very emotional and, you know.
Yeah.
And my mom raised three good kids. I do what I do, a little bit nutty. My mom used to say about me, because my brother Larry went to Harvard, and I have cousins who've been a worker, have been ambassadors. I have a very impressive bunch of people, all well educated. So I think they gave me a good attitude about women.
Wow.
You know, because these were not, you know, these are some pretty tough cookies.
And so because of that, you see women in what way? How do you see them?
Hardworking.
Do you trust women?
What?
Do you trust them, women?
Do I trust women?
Uh-huh.
I don't trust anybody.
How about
male,
women?
Male, female, other.
How about women?
I trust women.
You trust them?
Well, but a lot of comics make that opening act. They go, guys, let me tell you something before we even go any further. Women rule the world. If anybody doesn't know that, they're idiots, especially in America. And that's how, actually, Dante uses that in his opening act, you know. Yes, I trust them, like I trust other people. You got to be wary of, you know, of anybody that you feel might not be trustworthy, you know?
Yeah.
What's that line from Marlon Brando, The Godfather? Keep your friends close and your enemies close.
I remember that. I have so many things I want to ask you, so I'm going to move a little faster.
It's okay. You got a great lunch planned.
Do women
complete... That was a joke, folks. They got dick for lunch. Okay.
Do women complete men or do men complete women?
Both.
In what way?
Well, because there are things that, when you love somebody, there are things that are being fulfilled, which is why you love that particular person. You could discuss why you like somebody, you know, but it's really hard to discuss why you love somebody because it could be a person who's not even that nice. Yeah. You look up in the sky and go, how did I get hooked up with this asshole? Or you look up in the sky and say, not only am I in love, I'm glad I'm in love with this person, you know?
Have you ever been in love?
Oh, hell yeah. Marjorie, Alice, Tanya, Venice, Natalie. No, Juniper.
I wondered about
this. Starting when I was in high school.
Really?
That list, yeah.
Oh. A lot of men, especially young men nowadays, because they watch porn on the internet and things like that, and a lot of them are addicted to it. Does that bother? Addicted to porn?
Oh, yeah.
Does it bother you that a lot of men are addicted to porn?
Yes, I don't need that kind of audience. We prefer, well, look, the same logic they were using with alcohol. You know, like they'd say, you know, people get drunk and they smash up a car. Are you going to go and blame Bacardi? You know, are you going to blame Seagram 7 for a wrecked up car and a bad life, scarred face? I mean, no. You blame the asshole that was addicted to alcohol and smashed his car up. And the same way I make a slight comparison to this and the fact that, you know, people can be addicted to porn. I'm not in favor of that. I don't look for that. We can have nice, happy, healthy people who watch porn. And you can watch it recreationally. One of my favorite bits is when I'm with Craig Gross debating, looking to the audience with a show of hands, who's ever watched porn recreationally? And he's amazed how many hands go up. He thinks that porn is all some guys in a peep show booth, you know, going, hey, come to Papa. Oh, that's nice. They think that's all it is. But it's not. Yeah. There are a lot of couples who watch it together. And you see something that you might want to try out. That looks like a nice position. Let me try that one, honey. What do you think? You know, whereas other positions, you might go, I wouldn't be caught dead wanting to put you through that, sweetheart. You know, so like, you know.
And so you say you do feel somewhat badly about it, that so many guys are addicted to it, right?
Well, yeah, I don't know if it's that many, but, and remember, keeping in mind.
It's everywhere.
Well, most sex therapists compare it to actual sex or watching sex. The thing is, it's not, you can't really judge it like you, the Cocaine Anonymous or there's other addictions or the 12-step programs, because those aren't necessarily good for you. They're very bad for you. Watching porn can be a happy, healthy thing if you do it right.
How do you watch it right?
Let me explain. If you go and study for the bar, you're going to be a lawyer tomorrow. You're going to take the bar exam today.
Right.
And that whole day you spent watching porn, you fail the bar, now you got to go back to the ball game. And then, because you should not have been watching porn that day.
Right.
Now, let's say you have a happy, healthy life. You and your wife watch porn, go to a theater once in a while together, or you watch it together and you try certain things out. And money's good, job's good, you know, you even got spirituality in your life. And you want to take out a couple hours on a Sunday to watch porn? Why not? The husband might be taking out a couple of hours to watch the ball game. They might be watching a Star Trek convention. There's a zillion things that you could be addicted to.
But there are
to.
A lot of single men and women who are into this stuff because they don't have, you know, they're not married.
Could be.
They're lonely. Sure. You know, they're looking for something to compensate with.
But now they got so many things you could do. God darn it. This computer dating. And I've actually seen it work. Like, I love to meet couples and go, how'd you all meet? Dating service. That worked?
Yep.
Yeah. You know,
so do you feel any responsibility to, because you are into that kind of business, do you feel any responsibility that you may have helped to addict these people, young people to it?
Not even slightly.
Why not?
Because it's wrong. Then you have to go and blame, every time someone wrecks a car, you got to go and contact Seagram 7, you know, tequila, you know, you have to go and blame the alcohol companies because you let that person drive.
Yeah.
No, he chose to drive, and they raised the drinking age in America.
Right.
All of Europe laughs at us for that because we can fight on a battlefield and die for your country, and you can't have a beer. That's because a bunch of kids couldn't handle their goddamn alcohol. They went to proms, smashed up cars. This organization, MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Drivers, put pressure, so now we became the only country where you can't drink until you're 21.
That is
ridiculous, but it's because idiots got, I don't know, they're addicted to what. So why would I take credit for some guy who's watching too much porn, you know? I mean, it's not really dangerous unless you get too close to the VCR and electrocute yourself. How can I take credit?
How can I be
the blame if I have billions of people around the world watching porn? Oh, but Ron Jeremy turned them on to it.
My
stuff's usually very Disney-like. I don't do a lot of the hard stuff, you know, like the real, you know, tough, you know, sex.
Yeah, yours is
Disney. Mine's almost boring.
Would you want your daughter, I know you don't have kids, so you don't know for sure, but would you want your daughter or son watching that kind of stuff?
I love this, because Craig Gross and I have this little thing with each other. When we go on the road and we do the debate. And really, he doesn't go light. He gets tough on me, I get tough on him. We each have our own Achilles heel. The one question we both hate to be asked. With him, you know, a little girl once said it, and I woke up and said, who's or what has killed more people, religion or sex? Which has killed more people, porn or religion? You know, which killed more people? And then I look at Craig, you know, in our debate and go, you know, when they say that unrealistic expectations, and then this girl said Disney should be accused of unrealistic expectations because you see that and think you're going to get the originator on a beach with the sun and shining and the birds dancing, inanimate creatures doing your laundry, and it's a beautiful day, and they get the originator. And then in real life, it's in the backseat of a Chevrolet with some schmuck you'll never see again. So it's, you know, things are never as they seem, you know. So why would I take credit even for at all? Because I'm just one guy, one porn actor, you know.
So would you want your daughter or son watching?
Yeah, that's the Achilles heel that they hit me with. Craig loves this. When someone from the audience will say, Ron, I have one question. It's time to leave. It's the last question of the night. He does it on purpose to screw me. Oh, yeah, what's your question? Suppose you had a daughter who wanted to do it. So I look over at Craig, and there he is laughing because he's the one who fed that one to the commentator.
Yeah.
God damn it. Well, I kind of touched on it a little bit earlier. It wouldn't be my first choice, but there are a lot of girls in porn who only work with their boyfriends. You know, they keep it down just like, and they're doing him anyway, or her husbands. It's called cream pie when it's a scene where it's a couple that are actually really a couple.
So you would not want your daughter or son.
I wouldn't want her to do it, but I wouldn't want to stop her and
yeah. How about your son?
Well, you have to keep in mind, I said earlier about the double standard. It really, really makes a difference. Because I'm telling you, I've seen it with my own two eyes.
So you'd be okay with the son, but not with your daughter doing it?
People, it's not us. And if I asked for an array of hands, you know, a show of hands, I'd win this debate because, you know, every father would think it's kind of fun. Unless, of course, you know, not every father, but there's a lot of fathers who would tell the wife, you know, look at all those girls chasing Bobby. Look at him. Right. He's a little stud muffin, kind of like his dad. You know, and then they run off to have, you know, to whatever, finger paint. But then meanwhile, then it's the girl, when they raise the girl, it's like, don't you dare. You wouldn't see a father do the opposite, you know. Hey, honey, look at all the guys chasing Maria. Get the gun.
Definitely.
You know, it's a whole different attitude. So the double standard exists in the world.
But being in the business 40 years, so you know the business now. If you had a son, or a daughter, and a daughter, would you want both of them watching or being into the pornography business?
You have to be 18, and I've never had a problem people saying
would you have a problem with either one or both being in that business?
I would rather them not, because it's not a good business. It's not as good today as it was years ago.
What's the negative?
They called us the golden era of porn. We had that title because it was feature films that happened to have sex. Whereas now, it's like I said, here's a cup of coffee. Eat. You know, where are you from?
What's the
negative? What are your hobbies? Oh, now say hi to Mr. Happy. Here we go. Thank you very much.
And then what's the negative side of being in that kind of work?
A girl lost her job as a teacher in North Carolina. I remember they called me in to do some dialogue about that and how I felt, because I was a teacher also.
Right.
And I told the lady, the minute you decided, you're not a girl, you're not a kid, you're in your 30s. The minute you decided to make a porn film, you knew you were giving up your elementary school career. And, you know, that's just a fact of life, you know. But it can go true for dancers and strippers. The principal sees one of his ladies dancing, he may fire her the next day. I mean, it's... Anything that involves the adult industry is up for grabs. Men want to see it. People were voyeuristic. There's going to be a demand for it. So what's wrong with Jenna Jameson putting $13 million in the bank, you know, whereas otherwise she would have been continuing her job as a stripper. I think she worked at Burger King once. Mm. Who's going to look her in the eye and say, you shouldn't do this for a living? Then I'll just take my $13 million that Playboy gave me and walk away for Club Jenna. You know,
did you get rich doing this work?
Poor I did okay. Work? I wouldn't say rich, but I did okay with it.
You didn't
I could
get
have
rich?
Done more, but I never wanted to own a company. I don't own a company. I worked for other people. So had I wanted to do it, make the big investment, then maybe I would have been a lot wealthier. I directed and produced a lot of high-profile films. John Wayne Bobbitt, which has been recently has been in Vanity Fair, the stories about it. Divine Brown and Hugh Grant. We called it a Doc Hugh drama because we're that funny. And then.
So you did not get rich doing it?
I did okay. I got comfortable doing it.
But is comfortable rich?
I know what you would say to that. And that there's so many more things in life that matter more than money. And I would agree with you. You know.
And so did you get rich?
I got comfortable.
How about rich?
My brother's rich.
Who's your brother?
He went to Harvard.
Oh. How about, so you didn't get rich doing this kind of work?
The girls are the ones who make the bigger bucks. I know that Christy Canyon, I believe, is a millionaire.
Right.
Jesse Jane is. Jenna Jameson certainly is. Tyra Patrick. Some of the girls in porn are millionaires. Very few guys are. In fact,
so you did not get rich doing it?
I am ahead of most of the guys because I did the mainstream stuff.
But not
rich. I did the regular. If I had to rely on porn, I'd be begging for money. I'd walk around with a tin can in the back audience over here.
Is there a lot of drugs involved in porn? Don't you have to get high after a while?
I'm famous for this. Hey, I got a buddy here. You ever see me touch a drug?
No.
Any drug?
Never.
In my entire life?
I haven't been in the whole time. The time I have, no.
And I also barely drink, and I smoked a little bit of pot when I was in college.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even know what cocaine or speed or all that stuff even looked like.
One other
very, very, very straight. By the way, if I could ever do a good public service announcement, that's the one. Because you know, you really get these drugs. If you don't have a drug life, if you could survive many operations because your body's still strong.
Right.
Once you start doing drugs, you're
going to
get MRSA, you're going to get streptococcus, your body's going to get an infection and you're going to die. It is so important not to do drugs. Right. I know it sounds corny. Plus, you get freebies now at almost every grocery store. You can get your blood pressure checked.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt. It kind of tickles. And it's for free. And if they catch it in advance, you could be saved from dying.
Let me ask you this. Once you get into that 40 years of doing it, is it hard not to do it? Is it hard to overcome doing porn and get a normal job?
If you weren't hard, you couldn't get a job in the first place. I had to throw that one in, guys. Sorry.
I knew you were going to say that when I used the word hard.
Too easy. Yeah.
Is it hard to overcome it, to stop doing that kind of work?
I find that it is, actually, for a lot of the guys. Because they got used to it and they enjoyed it.
Yeah.
They were stud muffins, as you say. Yeah. And they went along with it. And then the business stops, or they get less work, they're getting a bit older. Well, the good news also about porn is that you are in demand at all ages. I mean, some of the hottest selling DVDs are not the young girls. They call it Barely Legal that Hustler produces, but it's called MILF. You know, MILFs, mothers who like to.
Oh.
And that series is doing really well. People like seeing some of the women who are a little older, a little more age, and people find that to be a turn on. So you are able to continue working in porn, guy or girl, for a good bit of time. You know, everyone has so much, you know, on your plate where you can work, you know.
Yeah. I saw that you were accused of harassing women, sexual harassment or something. So I thought of two things to ask you. What do you think about the so-called mean crowd, those people that are going around blaming?
If it works, since I'm a fan of women, if it works, then it's great.
Do you believe
it? If it doesn't work, then it's not great.
Will you say
guys can be losing jobs for no reason, but you know, and you know that there are a lot of false accusations.
Yes.
So, you know, if it worked, I'd say it's great. But if it doesn't work, I'd say find some other technique to, you know, else you're setting the women's movement back 100 years.
You know? When you were accused,
you want to help people.
Do you believe
not do
the
extortion?
Women? Do you believe the women when they accuse men?
It's like anything. I mean, it's like anything else. I like to. I hope I can believe them.
Do you believe them?
But some probably might not be telling the truth. I don't know.
I don't believe them.
Well, it's good that you're saying that. I see you can say it more quicker than I can.
Why can't
if
you
I say
it?
It looks too subjective.
Why?
Oh, he'll say that because he had his own little, you know.
Yeah. So when they.
But I never had anything. I never had any law. No law enforcement come to me. Nothing. I have nothing.
I thought it was ironic that a porn star would be accused of anybody of sexual harassment.
I wasn't crazy about that either.
That is the dumbest thing I ever seen. How do you believe somebody like that?
I don't believe them.
Me either.
But I believe my mom. I mean, I believe people who I feel have a nice credibility.
But not a porn star.
If they have a good track record, and then they're trustworthy, then I believe them. Sure. If they're known to lie, and you notice when you do some research, you see some people who are caught dead in lies.
Yeah.
Then it's you know, then they're doing it just for money. And
when you found out that these sluts had accused you.
Sluts have accused me.
What do you think?
I don't use that word even when girls mean.
Well, a porn star is a slut. And you're a slut maker, so it got to be sluts.
Well, no, Maggie, they did it on their own. I didn't go and make them. You know.
No, you didn't make them, but the slut.
I'd say, take your job.
Come on, make me a slut. But let me ask. How did you feel when you first heard that you had been on a queue? What was your first thought?
What the hell's going on here?
Yeah.
What? But then nothing ever happens.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Amazing.
Nothing.
I
no
noticed
law enforcement, nothing.
So you're not concerned about that?
Nothing's happened.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just going about my life, doing my thing.
Why would they accuse you? What made those?
Well, my gut feeling is, you know, it's a money thing probably.
Oh.
Because sometimes they, you know, they use it as an example. In fact, there's even law enforcement said that they use the example that, let's say, a girl, you know, messes around with some guy, and they suddenly realize that, wait a minute, how much does he have in the bank? Whew. Well, I wasn't, it was consensual today, but tomorrow maybe it was not consensual, you know. Make a phone call. I'm willing to turn my cheek if you, you know.
I saw this one woman who made this video of so-called women who have accused you, or she tried to prove it. And all the women that she was showing to show proof, They were just sluts. They were. That's what they do in the movie.
Well, I don't.
No, they sluts.
But I don't use that. That
I do. They sluts.
Well, that's a bit strong, you know.
Sluts. And so I'm thinking, look at this slut. This man, they were showing you pulling up a dress or driving the butt or something. That's what sluts do.
Well, if you notice that, there's a smile on the face.
That's yeah, they were smiling about
Everybody
it.
Everybody was smiling. I saw it. I said, well, why are they bothering to show this? The girls are all smiling.
That's right. Yeah. It was bad proof. I got to ask, what do you think of the Great White Hope? What do you think of him?
I never heard Donald Trump called that.
Call what?
Great White Hope.
I just heard it from you.
No, you said that.
No, you just said it.
Great White. Oh, now I'm saying it too. Yeah, gotcha. Great White Hope.
What do you think of him?
I think I like him because he got saddled with a lot of. He really got hit when he came into office. Like, not a moment's break. He's been having to do a million things, and I respect him for that. I wanted Hillary because I met Bill Clinton once, and I actually met George Bush Sr. I'm a big fan of, I know you're not going to agree with me, of President Clinton, because I know, he helped unite.
I don't agree with you.
He helped unite Belfast and Ireland and in England with a lady named Mo Molin. I was out there in Europe doing a TV show. I got to meet a lot of these people. They got the Catholics and the Protestants to get along.
Oh.
And they united all of England.
I remember that.
And Ireland and now a piece of, I forget.
But you gotta love the Great White Hope.
I really like Clinton a lot. He tried to really do something with his office before he left.
Admit it. You have not seen a real man in office as you see the Great White Hope. He take names and kick butts. He doesn't bow down. He's not afraid. He doesn't care if you're a man or a woman, black or white. If you're wrong, you're wrong. If you're right, you're right. He put the country first. You gotta love that.
Yeah. I believe he's motivated.
Yeah. How about Horse Face? What's your impression of her?
He's gonna make me look bad. Wait, who's Horse Face?
You don't know who Horse Face is?
I heard a very cute joke though, rated PG, about her. What did one horse say to the other horse? Why the long face?
Stormy Daniels.
It's the only cute joke that I know.
How about Stormy Daniels? That's Horse Face. What do you think of her?
That's not Horse Face.
Yeah, she looks just like
a
horse.
You don't think she's very pretty? If I said with a show of hands, everyone in the audience would think she's pretty.
No.
Plus, me and her get along real good, too.
You get along with Horse Face?
I worked with her, not in a sex scene, but we were in the same under a bed and did some funny dialogue.
Under a bed?
She has a cute little dog. So I was dancing with a dog, and we were dressed like Mini-Me, whatever I wear, the dog would wear.
Yeah.
And I would be dancing with the dog going, so that's the way, I like it. It's an Egyptian scene, that's why.
You trust her?
Desert Stormy.
You trust her? Horse Face?
Do I trust her? I tend to give people the benefit of the doubt. I do that all the time.
Do you trust her?
I trust everybody first when I first meet them.
Do you
trust? They have to give me a reason not to.
Do you trust?
Yes, I trust her.
You trust her?
She's called upon me to work in some films with her.
And you trust her?
Sure.
Are you an Apple?
Until she proves that she should not be trusted.
Well, she already proved that. Proven that by accusing the president.
Okay, I'm not a...
Be done with her.
Well, I'm not...
Hey, be done with her.
I wouldn't have... Hey. We're not in a relationship anyway.
Oh, good.
I like her.
Don't trust her, though. I gave you the word on that, right?
Oh, I don't know. Isn't it that whole
thing? If you allow him, she allow on you.
But isn't
she allow with you and lie on you?
But isn't that kind of like
would you rather be lie with or on?
But isn't it kind of easing up though? Isn't it like that whole thing getting a little less attention now?
What would you prefer, to be lied on or lied with? I'm messing with you.
I was taking my written test for driver's ed just 2 days ago. I think I'm getting grilled again.
Are you an alpha or beta male?
That's good because I don't always take the lead. I'd say you have to be both.
You both alpha and beta?
Yeah.
You don't take the lead sometimes?
I'd say I do sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes you let the woman lead you?
Yeah.
Beta!
I was on a farm in England, and a TV show called The Farm with Charlene Tilton, Flavor Flav. It was a great show, 17 Days on a Farm. And it was all based on trust, that everyone's helping each other out and being communal and all. And I trust everybody there until they do something that would show that I should not trust them.
Yeah, that's right. Is it healthy to masturbate?
I think it is. Craig is against it. When I debate the Triple X Church,
right.
He thinks it's not a good idea because then, you know, then you get used to that and you don't really experience, you know, real intimacy.
Yeah.
But then I stumped him on this one. But suppose you're out of town. Let's say you're with your girlfriend or wife, or you're not with your girlfriend or your wife, and you're out of town.
Wait until you get back in town.
What's wrong with just getting on the phone and saying, "What are you wearing, honey?" And then talk dirty to each other?
No.
It's monogamous. You're not breaking any rules.
No. It's say love.
You're unnegotiable on that one. No. But you might be able to. No. But then you get, when they get back to, nope. Okay.
It's say love.
Is what?
Sex. Love.
That's good. I have a good answer for that. Yes, it absolutely is. It can be. It also could not be. Here's where you and I definitely will probably never totally agree, is that it can be. You know, I think when sex is love and it's love making and you're called making love, it's a whole different ballgame. It involves your feelings, your heart, your cerebrum, all kinds of stuff, right? Not the hypothalamus, I believe, which is more involved in terms of good, hot, hard sex. I believe that men especially and women can enjoy sex for sex's sake. Now, you're totally against this, I know that.
Only when you're married.
Okay, but I think you can enjoy sex even if there's no love, because this is the physical excitement and the flesh and the... whereas you think it's only good if there's strong feelings, romance.
So you
in fact, Matt, sex therapists use two different terms, making love, making like. Now, in making love, it's what you do. Making like is what you don't do, but that's something a lot of people do.
So you have to agree with me then that women are...
They call it recreational sex.
Oh,
so you
can
have making love, or you could say I have sex recreationally.
Yeah. So you agree with me then that women are sex dealers and men are sex addicts. You know how you deal with drugs, a person deals drugs? So women deal sex and men are sex addicts. You agree?
No.
You don't agree?
It could be like that.
Yeah.
I've seen it like that a lot.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say 100%.
Should we take the shame out of the word slut?
Yeah.
Why?
Because just because a woman likes sex, finds it exciting, is a decent person, she has her recreational evenings where she wants to have some fun. I don't find anything wrong with that.
So we should take the shame out of being slut, using the word slut. I mean, out of the word slut.
Well, as my friend Dennis Hoff did on the Bunny Ranch, you can take the hoe out of HBO. So I just went off on a tangent. No, but you and I are going to agree to disagree on that, because I don't believe that you can only enjoy sex when it's total romance and love. I understand it, but I don't necessarily live by that.
Would you want your daughter to be considered? Would you want your daughter, your mother, or your sister to be considered being a slut?
Well, none of them are involved in that business right now.
But if they had been, would you be okay with that if they were known as sluts?
Well, that's wrong, because I believe you could be a sex performer and not be a slut.
Would you
You're not going to change your mind over the definition.
Right. Would you be okay, though, if your mother, sister, or your daughter would be known as sluts?
If they did porn or dancing naked down the block, then if they're going to be doing things that people consider sluttish...
Would you be okay with your father...
But they're not going to... That would never happen.
Would you be okay with your father being known as a slut maker?
I want to see my dad do a Chippendales dance. That'd be great. He's 100 years old.
Yeah, so it'd be okay if you were known as a slut maker?
It's wrong, but if you want to call me anything, call me a cab. Call me anything you want to call me. Call me an asshole, cocksucker. You can call me
but anything but slut maker.
Life's too short.
Can I call you a slut maker?
Sure.
Oh, okay.
But I don't think I am, because I don't create porn stars.
Right. Yeah. So we're at the end of the show. We started something called the hot seat. So I have to put you in the hot
seat. Oh, now I'm on a hot seat?
Yeah, you are.
Oh, now I'm on a hot seat. Nothing before. Now I'm on a hot seat.
So I'm going to put you in the hot seat, and you can only give me short answer, right to it. Yes or no, blah, blah, blah. All right.
But first, let me ask you one quick question.
What?
Were you born to a Baptist or were you born to a very religious family?
Baptist. Okay. I'm from Alabama. I grew up on a plantation.
Now, do you really go to church every Sunday? Do you try to go by the rules?
I live by the rules.
You live by the Bible, too.
I live by the word in my heart. God put it in my heart. I live by that now.
I got along great with that guy in San Diego.
Yeah.
He was a football player, and then, you know, and then Tammy Faye and I got along really great.
Yeah.
She read from Jesus every single day, and she did like a one-woman tour. She traveled the country and preach the gospel, sing, do poetry.
Where is she now?
Doll. She died.
I rest my case.
Colon cancer.
Yeah, I rest my case.
Why?
Because she did.
Oh, well.
So let me put you on the hot seat.
Wait, hold on. Why would you rest your case?
Because she's resting in peace.
She was loved by everybody.
Yeah, she's resting in peace.
She believed in, she was a very big believer.
Yeah, she
was. Very sweet lady. Really cared about people.
So I want you on the hot seat. We're in it.
The hot seat.
And so I need you to answer these questions quickly as possible. All right?
Do I do like this? Pass, and then go to the next one, then you go back again? Like they do those quiz shows?
No, yeah.
Next one, go back. Okay.
Have you ever had a gay thought?
No.
You never had a gay thought. Should woman
However, if I see a hairy ass, I want to shave it. I don't buy that quite yet.
You never had gay thoughts?
No. I hug men.
Should women be allowed
grab to... Grab the cock? No, I'm kidding. I'm joking. Never had a gay thought, no.
Should women be allowed to vote?
Of course.
Is it okay to have sex?
Mom was in the original parades when they did that. May Day parades back in New York.
Is it okay to have sex?
In the 40s
and 30s. Is it okay to have sex in the White House?
Is it okay to?
Yes.
No, because it's putting the country at risk.
Is climate change real?
Yes. By the way, each side has its own, representatives and scientists. They claim that they're right. Like the Republicans are saying that there is no such thing. And then the Democrats say there is. It's really pretty bizarre.
But I think climate change is real?
It's 1,000% real.
Was Michael Jackson a rapist?
I don't know. I haven't followed the story.
Should women support Islam?
That's a tough one, too, because it does so many things that are not pro-women, you know?
Should women support Islam?
Oh, boy. If they want that, if they've been born and raised to that style of life, even though we find it, ridiculous.
Should women support Islam?
I got to put a maybe on that one. Part of me says, "Of hell no!" But then again, who am I to tell? Millions and billions of people.
Will America survive the next 30 years?
Yes, we're survivors.
Should we push homosexuality in school?
That's a good one. Hold on. Push it. Or just show that it exists.
Should we push homosexuality in school?
I'm trying to understand the question.
Should we push homosexuality in school?
You shouldn't push it, but you can allow it. I don't know what word to use because I don't want to say no, but then I don't want to be like a homophobe saying no, don't ever discuss that. When you do sociology classes or classes about different people who are different, unlike you. This person might be an Indian. This person might be this. This person might be gay. This maybe a woman, a lesbian. There, you can't pick on one group. So I would say, they shouldn't push it, but they can certainly discuss it.
Did we land on the moon?
Yes.
Is the Earth round or flat?
Round.
Who will win at a boxing match, Trump or Bernie?
Trump. He's got height on him. A lot of height on him.
I really thank you for being in the hot seat, being my guest in the hot seat. I got to ask, do you have anything you want to promote, any upcoming event you want to mention to the people?
Just the sexpillguru.com.
All right.
And Golden Artists. Was it goldenartists.com? What?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. And my final question. You ready for this?
Hold on. Go ahead.
Did you have fun?
Yeah.
All right.
Sure.
Thank you.
No, you're very... Very thought-provoking questions. You did good.
Thank you. I appreciate you coming on.
Well, how was I as your guest?
Fun.
Have you had a lot
Amazing.
Of guests? Have you had a lot? These are good adjectives.
But I got to say, thank you for coming. And thank you all for tuning in. I absolutely appreciate it. Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, tweet, comment. We need your support. Take all of us, all right? And don't forget all the perks on the Father's Day as well.
If you can't be an athlete, be an athletic supporter.
That's right. That's okay. All right. Thank you all.
Least I could do is give him a little Amazing Grace.
Watching the Fallen State, we need your continued support. Donate to my nonprofit here. Subscribe and like the videos here. And tell everybody and their mama about the show.